6.22. According to a recent survey, we are a nation on the move. 115,000 people a year are leaving the city and heading to the country in search of a better life. It seems like a logical thing to do. Less crime, better health, less stress, and lower house prices. 6 years ago, Lucy Beck, a 41-year-old IT consultant, made a life-changing decision and moved from a flat on a busy road in town to a house with 4 acres of land in the middle of the country. Hello, Lucy.
Hi.
So, what did your friends think when you told them you were moving?
They all thought I was mad. They thought I'd have a nightmare journey getting to work, for example, and that I'd be lonely, miss my friends, things like that.
And has any of that happened?
Not at all. I made an arrangement with my company to work from home more, so I only have to go into the office once a week. And my friends come and stay with me at weekends, so in many ways I see them more often. Besides, I've made friends with the locals in the village here, and it's great. I mean, it's one of the benefits I hadn't expected. I'd always thought about the obvious things, such as beautiful countryside and a better standard of living. But one of the things I value most is the fact that the village seems to keep hold of the traditional values in life. We all try to help each other as much as we can. For example, if I do something for someone in the village, then they'll probably give me eggs or potatoes as a thank you. I certainly never had that when I lived in town.
Well, there must be some disadvantages, though. The downside?
Well, in the early days, I had a few problems. I wasn't on mains electricity, and there were a lot of power cuts. Also, at that time, the local shop didn't open on Sunday, and the pub doesn't serve food, so I had to learn to be much more organised than before. When I lived in town, if I hadn't had time to go shopping, I just used to order a takeaway or go out to eat, but that's not an option these days.
Anything else?
Yes, I do think that if you move to live in the country, you need your own car. Public transport isn't that good in my village. The bus comes through here only 2 or 3 times a day, depending if it's a weekday or weekend. So you really do need to have your own transport.
But otherwise, it's all positive.
Absolutely. It was the best decision I've ever made.